from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I mean, let's be honest. That's our first time actually looking at it. And so, man, we'll dissect this tape. We'll teach and learn. We'll make some adjustments in terms of our teaching and coaching and points of emphasis, and we'll get ready for the next opportunity. And it's reasonable to expect us as players and coaches, to be a lot better the next time we roll out because of what we saw and experienced today. I'm not worried about what's going on behind the scenes in New York in regards to it. I'm simply focused on the information that we have right now and teaching that to our guys and our preparedness in those areas. There's a variety of kick options, obviously, in the landing zone, and our kickers have been working hard all offseason to have some variations in some of the things that they do, and that's just probably reflected in the question that you asked.
Mike Tomlin talking about the NFL's new kickoff rules, and they were on display last night in the Hall of Fame game for the first time. One of the things the Steelers are working on in practice, Doran, is they had the ball laying on the ground without a tee.
Mm-hmm.
Just laying there sideways without a tee, and they had the kickers kicking it that way, and then it would bounce all goofily, and it was weird from everything I understand. Now, I could sit here, you could sit here, we could explain to you these new kickoff rules, or we could just have Joe Buck do it and make it cleaner in like 30 seconds. What do you say we do that?
Okay.
Teams kick off from the 35. The 10 players in the kicking team start at the opponent's 40. At least 9 receiving team players must be in the setup zone between their own 30 and 35. Play begins when the ball's touched or hits the ground in the end zone or landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and the 20. Touchbacks that land in the end zone are brought out to the 30. Touchbacks that roll into the end zone from the landing zone are brought out to the 20. You got all that?
No! How the hell am I going to explain this when I'm sitting down to watch football with my mom, who's a huge Steelers fan, every Sunday? How am I going to tell her what the hell this thing is? That is so convoluted, so complicated, so bizarre. I don't know how I feel about it, but I think it's a little much.
Yeah, I think it's a little much. I thought it was going to be a little bit different. I thought there was actually going to be, like, it was going to look different, but I knew it's the first game, but, you know, it just looked like an actual kickoff. Like, I mean, the lanes are the same. You know, guys are getting tackled around the 20, 25, 30. I guess whenever you kick it into the highlighted zone, right?
Yeah.
Then it's live as soon as you catch it. But if you kick it in the end zone, it's a touchback?
I don't know.
I think they're doing too much.
Yes.
Too much. But I also understand the safety of it. Like, if I was, you know, still playing, like, I would agree with, you know, I'm not going to run full speed 30 yards, 40 yards, 50 yards down the field and run into a wedge. Like,
right.
That is a whole different ballgame compared to this. So you're just so close that you're just basically blocking and it's a safer play on that realm of things of talking about this kickoff return and kickoff unit doing.
I saw a couple of national people tweet similar things, and I'm paraphrasing here. Bubble playoff teams that find ways to manipulate this. Bubble playoff teams that can find ways to get one over in the margins on this kickoff thing could have a little bit of advantage, and it might be what pushes them into the playoffs. And just watching last night, and I didn't watch it live because I fell asleep, because my God, it's the Hall of Fame game, and I tried and I couldn't fake it. I fell asleep, didn't watch it, but I watched the cut-ups of these kickoffs. I don't know where there's competitive advantages to be gained here. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think you laid it out beautifully there, Doran. You had kickoffs returned to like the 26, to like the 27-yard line. What has happened here is the NFL wants their cake and they want to eat it too. The NFL wants kickoffs to be safer, but they also want kickoffs to be competitive plays. And all I happened to see last night and this morning when I watched the cut-ups was it looks goofy. It probably is safer, but I think the results are ultimately going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And all you're going to wind up doing with the results being the same is just confusing the hell out of people in creating one of now the more complicated plays in all of football. I don't know if there's much of a competitive advantage to be gained. And if there is, I don't know that it's really going to be enough to push on the bubble teams into the playoffs.
Right.
I think that's probably a bridge too far, and that's probably just NFL people carrying the shield for the NFL. Like when you get the Albert Breers of the world saying, this is going to be great. This is going to separate some play. I don't know why I'm doing his voice that way. This is going to separate playoff teams from non-playoff teams. What? How many times are you going to see it? 5, 6 times, 7 times at most a game? Come on now.
I mean, there was one, I think, you know, the it was towards the middle of the game, I guess, and they looked like that you could break out. Like the way that they blocked it up, I saw lanes where I was like, oh, like maybe he might break through. And then they just get tackled by the 30. So I don't know. Like even like, do you have to kick it into that, to that highlighted area? What if you just like bloop it before that and it like you bloop it down so it hits, it hits off of a defender?
Doran, I love you.
You don't know.
I have read the rules. I heard Joe Bluck describe the rules. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what if there's an onside kick, too? Like, what if
onside kicks. Here's another thing I don't like. This one I do know. This is a question I can't answer. You can't onside kick until the fourth quarter. And you have to declare that you are onside kicking it. So, like, the Saints in the Super Bowl, the surprise onside kicks, you can't do that stuff anymore. You have to basically hold up a sign that says, hello, everybody, we are kicking the ball onside. So I don't like that. Now, we rarely see the element of surprise onside kick, but I liked it when it happened. I liked the novelty of it. I liked the gusto, the balls that it showed when a coach would try to pull that thing off. You can't do it anymore. I think one of the problems the NFL has, and people are going to watch regardless, so this affects the diehards more than anybody else, is that the game is so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The rules are so complicated. What's a catch? What's not a catch? There's just, can you hit a quarterback? Where can you hit a quarterback? Inside the pocket, outside the pocket, tackle box. We've all figured out the tackle box thing. That's been in there for a while, intentional grounding, this, that. But where are you allowed to hit a quarterback? A lot of times you're seeing horse collar tackles get called when it doesn't look, whenever you slow it down, like it is a horse tackle. Now you got the hip drop tackle. The game is more complicated than it's ever been. And it's not going to keep people from watching. And to me, that is the problem. We are a captive audience. I'm guessing that the Hall of Fame game ratings for the crap they put out there last night was probably through the roof because they know they've got us. Roger Goodell's got us. The owners have got us. And the game is a harder watch, I think, now than ever before mm-hmm. because of all these rules. And even when they bring on the Mike Pereiras of the world and the Gene Steratores of the world, you need rules analysts because the layman fan and the diehard fan together don't understand all the rules. And a lot of times the Steratores and the Pereiras come on and they say one thing and then the officials wind up going with the other thing. It's just the NFL, this thing we love, this sport we love that we are going to watch, that we are a captive audience for, is getting harder and harder to watch, and that frustrates me.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to watch, and if the rules are convoluted for the layman fan that is watching, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to tell you this right now, it is just as hard to follow the rules as a player. So if you're talking about competitive advantage and you want to make the game more interesting and harder for teams to win and having, you know, the physical thing is a physical thing. Like the athletes are going to get bigger, stronger, faster. We know that. So the game's going to be harder as the years go on. But mentally, if you have to learn new rules and you have to think about those rules, and if you're not prepared for those rules, that could become a competitive advantage for the other team that actually knows the rules. Like, it only takes one guy to mess up one of the rules, and that could change the game. So I don't know if they're looking at that way. It's like, okay, you have 11 guys on kickoff return. If one of those guys messes up, it could be a 15-yard penalty, or somebody could break free, and then it's like,
or
okay.
Or just any type of confusion.
Any type of confusion. I don't know if that's how they're looking at it, to make it harder. So that one team that is prepared will win. I don't know. But it is as confusing as it might be for the fans. I guarantee it's just as confusing for the players, too, which could lead to some teams maybe messing up in crucial moments.
We're smart guys, I think. I mean, smart enough. You're a smart guy. Took me 5.5 years to graduate college. I hear Joe Buck, and then I played it a couple of times, and it's just, it's a total mess.
Mm-hmm.
And these players, who you're right, are these physical freakazoids who are trying to play the game at 100 miles an hour. When you have to think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is to prevent injury. If you're thinking too much out there, I think there's an added risk of injury.
There is.
So how long does it take before these things become rote, before these players just don't need to think out there? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see these preseason games and what they play with. And I will argue against myself a little bit here. I said, I don't think that there's a significant disadvantage. Like, I don't think, oh God, Bills, Steelers, final playoff spot, that it's going to come down to who gets the kickoff thing down. But I could see it being something that affects the Steelers more than a lot of teams, because Mike Tomlin coaches this team to play in a ton of close games.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of close games. So maybe I'll be arguing against myself here. I could see it affecting the Steelers more than other teams.
I mean, you know, I just think of just situations like, okay, like what if you're back returning and, you know, you have a lapse and you're looking where the ball's at, and the ball drops into the zone and it rolls in the end zone. You forget the rules, and then somebody runs down and recovers
right. It.
Like, and then that's a touchdown, and you don't recover it, and it's a touchback. Like, that could happen.
Does it land on the 19 instead of in the landing zone, and the 20, or the 21 instead of the landing zone and the 20? Yeah, stuff
but
like
I
that.
I think Mike Tomlin, like, I will disagree, because they do play close games, but I think that he has and will spend as much time as anybody, as any coach in the league, preparing and getting his guys ready for just this singular moment in a game, mm-hmm. situation. Like, I think he will have guys understanding what the hell that they're doing game in and game out, and he'll make that a process throughout the week.
I think Tomlin, I think John Harbaugh,
yes,
are guys that are going to really attack this with great detail. I think if Vrabel were around,
yes,
he'd be a guy. Belichick. So perhaps the Jared Mayo might be one of those guys who really takes a lot of time.
Detroit, he'll definitely have
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Joe Judge back in the day.
Joe
Judge, when he got hired by the Giants, he would have spent a lot of time on this, a special teams coach. Bill Cowher would have spent a lot of time. Yes. You know the guys who are going to put a lot of thought and spend a lot of time on this. And I don't know. I will go into this with an open mind, but my early read is I don't know if it's going to really be much more of a competitive play. And I think you're running the risk here of really confusing a lot of people, players and fans alike. You can text us your thoughts on the new kickoff rule at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. An under-the-radar move the Steelers made yesterday. We'll talk about it. We'll hear Mike Tomlin's thoughts on it when we come back. We're bouncing all around today. We're not going to spend a ton of time on this kickoff thing, but we did want to start with that. So, show of 1,000 takes, bouncing around, having a blast on this Friday. Thanks for being with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, he is just a really solid veteran. He is low to no maintenance. He's a pro. He's good, wise counsel, and was highly productive when called upon. I think he had four sacks for us in limited action. He's solid against the run. He's just a pro.
Mike Tomlin talking about the Steelers re-signing Robert Golden, bringing him back to be one of their edge rushers this year. And I love it. I love the added depth. He was good for them last year, and you know what this team looks like when TJ Watt's out of the lineup. But it's not just about guarding against injury. Did I call him Robert Golden? Marcus Golden.
Marcus. Zap. Zap.
Robert Golden, the old safety and special teams ace for the Steelers.
Right.
That guy would have been productive with the new kickoff rules, perhaps.
Yes. Not him.
6'23".
Wow. Quick.
Get the name wrong. It's not just about TJ Watt getting hurt or Alex Highsmith getting hurt. You want depth in case. Guys get hurt. It's the NFL. You're playing 17 games. TJ Watt, to be at the height of his powers, is a guy that isn't going to play 100% of the snaps. He comes off the field sometimes. He busts his ass, and it drives me crazy sometimes that mid-game, big third down, and TJ Watt's huffing and puffing on the sideline. But that's because he goes 120% balls to the walls every snap. Now you've got Herbig and you've got Golden. And last year it worked for you. That can spell him, can spell Highsmith when need be. These kinds of moves don't get looked at and widely applauded, but I think this is a really good under-the-radar move to go out and get a guy who you know fits in with the locker room and can be a productive player when called upon. I like it.
Do you think that they had their eyes set on somebody else? Like, why not just resign him at the end of the season? Or I don't know what his situation was. I assumed that he was a free agent. But do you think they had their eyes set on somebody else and it just fell through? Somebody maybe, a little bit better. I'm not saying that Golden's not good, but somebody that could be a better backup than Golden was, and then that fell through, and it's like, okay, let's bring Golden back. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why not? I mean, you knew that you weren't going to have the depth that you really wanted and what you had last year, so why not just resign him after the season?
I think you got money to burn now that maybe you didn't know before, and perhaps you were going to acquire a wide receiver. Not that this is going to break the bank. I haven't seen figures on this, but I'm guessing you're looking at around league minimum. He's also 33.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they said, hey, you interested? You getting any bites? Let me go out there and wade into the free agency waters and see if anybody wants me. And there might have been a mutual agreement, kind of like Patrick Peterson. If nobody's biting for us, nobody's biting for you, and you want to come back around training camp time, the fit is there, let's do it. I could see it being something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Marcus Golden was thinking it's either Steelers or nobody else. I don't know.
Right.
But he is 33 and probably don't want to play all of training camp. Patrick Peterson, he might still be in the fold. It wouldn't surprise me if they brought him in. He probably doesn't want to play all of training camp, but I don't know that those guys need to. Like, that's the kind of guy you can bring in right now, and you don't need to teach him a system or anything
exactly.
like that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. So I like the move.
I like it, too. I like it, too. Would like to see them do that at corner, too, though.
Yes.
You brought up Patrick Peterson, but I'm like, I'm saying, like, corner. Like, somebody that, like a Stephon Gilmore.
Like something weird's going on there.
I know.
I don't understand it. A couple of days ago, there were articles, is Stephon Gilmore going to go to the Patriots? That's the last I heard about him. Could he be an option for the Vikings? I see here as I just type his name into Google News. Like, he's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have money to burn. I would much rather go in that route. And then you've got Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, Stephon Gilmore as your three options at outside cornerback. I did want to talk to Chris Carter. We're going to speak to him at 8 o'clock today about Beanie Bishop. Because that's like the hot name right now, like down the line. An undrafted rookie who could be starting. Is that because Beanie Bishop's been good? Or is it because they're so thin there? Or is it a little column A, little column B? Is he actually performing like a starting slot corner should perform through this portion of practice? Or is he just the best that they got? Because I think those are two totally different things.
I think that he would have to be performing at a decent level. Like, I would have loved to go to practice and see, you know, the defense go against the obvious offense and who he's covering and what he's actually doing. Like, you could tell if a team has faith in a guy of being at least a starter or contributing to a high level. Like, is Beanie Bishop at the point right now where he is in the slot and he's blitzing? Like, if you are putting that on him, then he's actually doing legit things and you actually legitimately want him to be the starter. Is he, you know, bluffing and then dropping to a different coverage and doing different things, not just being that just stagnant, all right, I'm a nickel safety and just covering.
Like Mike Hilton stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, if he's doing different things, then they have a lot of trust in him. They think that he could be the guy. But if he's just out there and they're just running a bland nickel defense and he's just covering.
Yeah, you cover that guy.
Yeah, or he's just dropping into the flat or something like that, then it's like, okay, like they just don't have anybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell that stuff with that.
I hope it works out for obvious West Virginia-related reasons. He is a smart guy. He was a nickel at Minnesota, and then he had to play because of their lack of depth West Virginia last year on the outside, and he did so at an All-American level. He was also a hell of a punt returner at Minnesota, and they didn't use him that way last year at West Virginia until the bowl game, and he had one opportunity, and he returned it to the house.
Oh, wow.
So he's got some of that versatility. I hope it works out because then you're not paying a guy. And everything sort of falls into place. What happens beyond him then, though, that's where I don't love it. Like, if he is the solution, great, but it still doesn't make you feel good about what they have behind him. And if one of your outside guys goes down, and they will. Or you hit a guy over the middle and you get ejected from a game or you get suspended like DeMonte Casey, you're going to need a guy. Cam Sutton's not going to be around until halfway through the season. They are on a razor's edge at wide receiver, and they're at a razor's edge at cornerback. And that is if Beanie Bishop is the answer at slot corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're still on a razor's edge. And if he's not really the answer, just the best of what they got, then they need to be combing over the cuts when those things start to happen closer to the season. But going all the way back, Marcus Golden, I like it.
Yeah.
Should he be the primary backup, or should that be Herbig?
I think they should mix 50-50. Situational. I think definitely situational. Like, I want to see Herbig on third down. Like, if somebody needs a spell, Like, because his just pass rush is just so different than everybody else. Like, Golden Fitz, T.J. Watt, and Alex Highsmith, they're bigger bodies. They have good hand placement and hand movement, things like that nature. But Herbig is smaller. He's quick. Like, that could just throw an offensive tackle off if you're going against one of the other guys, and it's already hard enough going against the top two guys, Highsmith and Watt, that if you throw Herbig in there, he can actually get to the quarterback. Like, he can make some stuff happen. I think that it'll be 50-50. Maybe actually 60-40 Herbig. 60-40 Herbig.
From a pass rush standpoint, I think Herbig, yeah, as a speed rusher.
Yeah.
And I expect him to take big steps this year, right? I mean, just being under the tutelage of T.J. Watt, they had James Harrison working with him. But the body types are different. You're right about that. Marcus Golden is 6'2", 260. At least that's what he's listed at.
Yep.
Nick Herbig is 6'2", 240.
Yep.
And I wonder, and I haven't seen him apart from the video, I wonder if they wanted him to get a little bit bigger.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you still don't want to take away his best attribute, and that's just having speed off the ball to get off. As long as he's able to anchor in on the run, I think that he'll be fine at his weight this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would wonder if they probably have more faith in Golden against the run.
Yes.
Than Herbig against the run. And a lot of that's technique stuff, but sometimes you got to have sand in your pants.
Yeah, you got to.
Right?
Yeah.
You can know how to set the edge.
You can get blown out of the edge,
but
too.
But you get blown out of the edge if you ain't got that butt.
Yep.
It's a good football talk right there. 412-928-9370. You want to give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And I'd be remiss if I didn't let you know that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends, our great friends at Guardian Protection. And I am driving my wife crazy, man. I put that West Virginia flag out on my front porch, and it keeps pinging the Guardian security system.
What does it say, an animal?
It says presence. I think it's presence detected at the front door.
Oh.
And she's like, you got to take the flag down. I said, I ain't taking no flag down. But now it's going to be one of those, you know, cried wolf situations where someone is going to be trying to break into our house and my wife's going to be like, it's just the flag again. And the next thing you know, our TV's getting walked out of the door.
Not with Guardian, though.
No.
I'll have that taken care of.
No, I think Guardian actually has laser technology where if someone's walking away with my TV, it zaps them in the face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just takes them totally out.
Kind of how you get zapped whenever you say a wrong name. It's like
that's
the same
right
thing.
And I did that 5 times yesterday, and 1 time already today as I referred to Marcus Golden as Robert Golden. And somebody texted in, how many times are we going to do this week, Crowley, you stupid moron? Easy. That stupid moron is redundant.
Oh, my goodness.
Call me stupid or a moron. There's no need to do both. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. We're doing a million takes on today's show, so we flip the page to the Buccos coming up next. Massive series, the biggest of the year, and we'll tell you why the Buccos are set up for success. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. I just got this text from my wife. My 4-year-old is up early, and my wife went into the kitchen, and usually the only one who goes into the kitchen this early is me on the weekends. So my oldest screams through her bedroom door, hey, Dada, want to know some cool facts about turtles? Soft-shell turtles are the only turtles that lay eggs. She listens to a daily podcast that teaches animal facts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
She's all about them.
Soft-shell turtles.
Soft-shell turtles lay eggs. And then it's like Omaha Beach for those things. You ever see the baby turtles trying to get back to the water?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have seen that.
I mean, their chances of survival are lower than Key Brian Hayes' OPS, man.
Yeah, man, it's tough.
It is tough. Speaking of Key Brian Hayes, will he be the Pirates' third baseman tonight? I'm going to guess yes. But you should have IKF in the lineup. I'm guessing. We'll talk to Andrew Destin from the Post-Gazette about this at 9 o'clock. But this is the biggest series of the season for the Pirates. And that's just the way it's going to be. Like, it feels like every series is the most important series. But my gosh, this one takes on big meaning. Arizona currently holds the final wild card spot. They're hot. They've won three in a row. They just scored 17 runs on someone's head. So here they come in. Pirates just lost 2 out of 3 to them. Game one of that series, you lose 4-3. It was maddening. You are 2.5 games behind them. You got to win at minimum 2 out of 3. You got to hold serve at home. They beat you 2 out of 3 at home. You got to hold, and you got to beat them 2 out of 3 at home. But I think the Pirates are in a position to do that. Luis Ortiz, Mitch Keller, Paul Skeens. If they don't win 2 out of 3, big disappointment, I think, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to see De La Cruz, and if IKF does play, do you need to see them play at a high level? Like, do you need to see what they are brought here to do? Do they need to be a huge part of the success over the weekend?
I think so. I think you want to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. You mentioned it yesterday. That's not an easy thing to do. You got to meet your teammates. You're playing in a ballpark that's now your home park that you've played in before. Travel. These guys are such creatures of habit. But we saw Brian De La Cruz come in, go 2 for 4. And you could hope that IKF comes in and can pick right up where he left off as that 292 hitter. They need it because even though the Pirates have arguably their best three starters and clearly their best two starters going in this series, Arizona be scoring runs lately.
Yeah.
And Josh Bell's coming into town. And So you're probably going to need to get into that 5-6 run range to win at least one of these games. And I would hope you've lost your last two skiing starts. Get the win now in this
one. Right.
Find a way to get the victory on Sunday when Skeens is out there. But if you lose 2 out of 3, all of a sudden you're 3.5 games back. You win 2 out of 3, you're 1.5 back. We're seeing how hard it is to climb up the standings when you've got so many teams all jumbled up. If you swept Arizona, you'd be thinking, this is great. And I'm not going to paint it as a negative thing in any light. But you could sweep Arizona, you overtake them, but that wouldn't necessarily mean that you overtake St. Louis or the Mets. It is just, that's why losing out on that sweep against the Astros was painful.
It's going to come down to the end of the season. And I think everybody's still going to be in it. And then, there's going to be teams that don't look like they're in it, but then they become in it because teams lose. Like, and that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it fun. But I do believe with the Pirates, like, it's going to be frustrating at times because there's going to be series and there's going to be games where they should have won and they're going to have errors and things that happened in Houston might happen again. But when we look towards the end of the season in September, those games are going to be insanely important. Insanely important.
I hope we don't have to do the Penguins thing.
Probably will.
Where Starkey came in.
Yeah.
And he did the top 10 games this year that the Penguins lost that they shouldn't have lost. I don't want to hear that segment. Steelers are playing the Colts, but on a Friday, the Pirates are, what, 3 games out of a playoff spot, and Starkey goes, we could be talking about Steelers right now, but here are 10 games the Pirates lost, they shouldn't have lost. I just hope that we're not there. And you bring up the two acquisitions. I don't even think low-key. I think this is just a humongous series for O'Neal Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
If he is striking out a bunch, if you could tell he's thinking in the field, I don't want to like overstate it, but could he be lost for the season? I just don't want to see a continuation of that.
Mm-hmm.
If he hits a ball over the fence or he makes a backhand play and exhale, okay, good. But we're always paying attention to O'Neal. You got to pay special attention to him this weekend.
Yes.
You have to. And a texter reminds us, and this is a good point, Arizona did just lose Christian Walker to the IL. That's a big loss for him. That guy's a D-bag. That guy was always talking junk watching off the field. I did not like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not happy he got hurt, but I'm not unhappy that he got hurt. And Josh Bell was super hot before being acquired. I think he hit 5 homers in a week before Arizona picked him up. So pay special attention to him. Injuries around the NFL too, Doran. A big-time quarterback may not be ready for the start of the season. How does that impact the Steelers? We'll talk about that briefly coming up next. And I feel like a man today, Doran.
Oh.
I'll tell you why. Okay. You're going to be so proud of me.
Okay.
50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, a national analyst with ties to the Steelers says they're going to make the playoffs. But there's a caveat. So we will talk about it, like I said, in 10 minutes. Do we want to talk about injury news in the NFL that affects the Steelers, or do you want me to tell you how I'm a man? Because we'll do both, but what do you want to lead with?
Man.
I'm a man! I'm 33! I changed the cabin air filter in my wife's Subaru Forester yesterday.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to look it up on YouTube?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hard to change an air filter in a car, though.
It was not. That's how I was able to do it.
Isn't it like through the glove compartment?
That's exactly right. See, you already knew. You didn't need to YouTube it.
And I'm not even like a car guy.
No.
I think it's very easy. You just pop it out and then put one in.
The hardest part was I had to take all of the glove compartment stuff out of my wife's glove compartment. And there's always a mess of nonsense in there.
Right.
The hardest part was putting it all back in. It was like Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't close the doggone thing. And my wife thinks I bought the wrong filter. But I did change it. Because she'd been driving around for like 2 weeks and her car just won't cool down. Bang. Cabin air filter. Got it done. Blue collar. Crowley. I had dirt on my hands.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Yes, I do know how to change a tire. I actually do. Yeah.
I don't.
It's not hard. You just put the jack under and you...
The first time I did it, I thought I was going to break the car because you do got to bend that part by the wheel.
Mm-hmm. You really got to try hard to get those things off.
Nuts.
There it is. It's hard to get those off. You got to put a lot of force behind it. And the thing that always makes me scared is when you jack the car up and then you're working underneath it and I don't have a lot of faith in my own abilities. I'm afraid the car is going to fall and crush my head.
That would be very scary.
Yeah.
That would be.
I would call AAA before I did it myself, but if I needed to, yeah, I could do it.
Okay.
You could do it too. You just YouTube that sucker.
Yeah, I'd call AAA though. But you know that you can get the air filter whenever you get your oil change though, right?
Yes, but it had become such a problem that I needed to do it now. Okay. And plus I wanted to do something.
Hmm.
I'm also going to put up this weekend new smoke alarms in the house.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. You're getting after it.
That's right.
Yep.
I've been putting it off since my daughter was born. I said I was going to do it the week before she was born. It's been 6+ months. Still haven't done it. It's time, baby.
I have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think Guardian actually alerted both of us probably.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. They said you got to have a smoke alarm in every bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Different ones, too.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, that makes sense, but I had not known that. I thought you put three in your house at strategic locations. You're fine.
Nope.
No. Texter, they're lug nuts, Crowley. Also a text, changing the cabin air filter won't fix the AC not working. Oh, buddy, this was clogged. This is clogged.
So it does feel better in the car?
I felt better to me.
Well, then why'd she say that it's the wrong one, maybe?
Well, she wanted me to get one of those disposable ones. I got a lifelong one. That was double the cost, and you just pull it out and you clean it.
Okay.
Yeah, but she said that was not worth the money.
Hmm.
How about a thank you
next
time?
Yeah, exactly.
Text her not... Sure why your head's under the car when you're changing a tire. And another text, hearing Adam stumble to remember what lug nuts were is cringeworthy. I am attempting to grow as a man. Okay? I'm attempting to grow. I don't pretend to know anything.
Now we just need you to hit puberty.
Wow.
Wow.
Waiting for my lug nuts to drop.
Wow.
All right, coming up next... A national analyst with ties to the Steelers says they'll make the playoffs. There was a caveat, and we'll tell you about two injuries in the NFL and how those injuries may well affect the Pittsburgh Steelers. First, though, let's tell you about Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.